The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 458.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. It's Dana Wild here, and I'm really excited to talk with you today about stepping into your celebrity. I'll tell you what happened. I ran a special that related to this new program we've got, Train Your Brain for Influence, recently, and I just sent out an email and said, hey, this is available. And I got an email back from somebody who is a longtime brain trainer. And so it took me back a little bit, to tell you the truth. I was a little like, I can't believe I'm getting this email. But the email said, in short, something to the effect of, I'm not ready to step into my celebrity yet. And I was like, oh, man, maybe I haven't been doing a very good job of explaining what stepping into your celebrity means. It's kind of a power word, I think, celebrity. It's that feeling of like being bigger than life or being out there where people can criticize you and not being safe and the paparazzi are coming around and all of this kind of imagery that maybe is not what I really meant it to be. So I want to talk about it a little bit because my hope is when you really understand what I mean by stepping into your celebrity, you start to realize that not only are you probably ready, but that you desire it. So let's talk about it. What I mean, in short, when I talk about stepping into your celebrity, is being the full you. Being able to be authentically, fully you, and get paid for it. Okay? So that's a caveat. I'm going to tell you a little story that's a little bit embarrassing, but I think it'll drive home the point and you'll like it. So I had a call from a friend who I've known for a very long time, and she wanted me to do an event, and she wanted me to speak at this event. And personally, I don't do a lot of speaking. Like, I'm pretty picky and choosy about the things that I pick. And so I was talking with her. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm going to do it. And it was going back and forth. And I said, how about if I emcee it? Like, I would be okay with emceeing it rather than being featured or something. And we just kept talking. And because she's a very longtime friend, we finally settled on something. I said, okay, cool. If I can just show up and be Dana Wild, I'll do it. And so I was on the phone in the kitchen doing this whole conversation. And my man, who never misses a beat to actually just tease me, you know, good-hearted teasing when he gets a chance, I hung up and he's like, ooh, if I could just show up and be Dana Wild. And we started laughing because I realized, like, oh, my God, that sounded so kind of arrogant, ridiculous, right? But I thought, really, that's what I want my life to be. I want my life to be where I just show up and exist and get to be fully myself, get to be who I am. And so that was the seedling of really creating the celebrity formula and Train Your Brain for Influence and all of that. And I thought, I want people to know that everybody can have that. In fact, I think that's the future we're headed into. The people who seem to be having a little bit more challenge wrapping their head around this are people more in my age group. I think young people today are really getting this, that this is the new world. It's the influencer world. It's the world of having your own preferences and your own likes and finding your own tribe and creating that influence of just being you, just showing up and being you and being original. I was interviewed yesterday by Steve Prusak, the Juice Guru, who I adore, and he was asking about polarization, people like Howard Stern, who have big audiences or big tribes, and how can that happen when maybe when he was first coming up, and maybe even now, I don't know a lot about Howard Stern, but he seemed like kind of a disagreeable character, somebody that people might not like. But the thing is, he's original, and he's all him, and he's claimed the things that people would say were negative, he's claimed them and he's owned them. Another one that comes to mind is Larry David, who's from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's one of the creators of the Seinfeld show. He's somebody who people might have said, actually, people think, you know, the George Costanza character, they think it's kind of based on Larry David. They say, like, he's kind of not likable. But the thing is, he's claimed it, and he owns it, and he makes fun of himself, and he knows who he is, and he's got a viewpoint. And so it's a bit like that. It's a bit like for each and every one of you, and myself included, we all have things about ourselves that we like. We all have things about ourselves that we know we do exceptionally well. And we all have things about ourselves that we don't like. And where most of the world is telling you, fix these things. You need to fix this. You can't be successful unless you're... Get over that procrastination. Get over that disorganization. Quit being so shy. You can't be an introvert and be successful. You can't be not techie. You know, the whole world, the business world, the external world, most of the peanut gallery is telling us that we have to change or fix things in order to be successful. And I am here to tell you, you don't have to change a thing. In fact, quite the opposite. Embrace things. Embrace who you are. Accentuate the negative. If you have something that you think is holding you back, that's the thing that is actually all you. It makes you special. It makes you different from the crowd. I use the example for myself. Most people in the quote-unquote happiness space, they're like Harvard graduates and they're researchers and they're these really smart guys, most often guys, right? Lots of women in the field too, but they're all brainiacs. Well, I'm a high school graduate, so I think where in the past I might have thought that was a disadvantage, I now realize that's an advantage. It makes me unique in this space, and it makes me able to do things that other people in this space can't do. I can explain things in a way that make it really easy to understand without any, is it $4 words, $3 words? I'm only a high school graduate. I don't know all these idioms. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to take a break because I hope to never get an email again that says I'm not ready to step into my celebrity. I want everybody out there to really say that you're willing to embrace you and willing to embrace who you are. And do you want to go out in the world and get paid for being you? I'm going to come back in 90 seconds. We're going to talk about it. If this is of interest to you, make sure to head over to danaclass.com where I get into it more in depth. You're going to love it. Danaclass.com. Check it out. I am here visiting with our Facebook audience. If you want to be part of the show here and come in and hang out when I'm live or know when the videos are going on, you can get updates on Facebook by going to danaupdate.com. I'll be back in 120 seconds.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the show. It's Dana Wild here. If you haven't been over to danaclass.com recently, make sure to head over there right now because, hey, we just changed it up. You want to see the latest and greatest and newest thing? I know you do. Head on over there, danaclass.com. So we have been talking about celebrity and what it means to step into your celebrity. And maybe the course would have been better named, or my message would have been better named to say, be authentically you, or something like that. But I really felt like when I was first talking about this, and it's a gift. I would think a lot of people have it, but it's hard to say. But when I see people, I tend to see them in their wholeness and in their, almost like their potentiality. Like, when I visit with people or I see them as like these awesome, amazing beings and their potential and their ability. And so each and every one of you, you have got something that you've been dreaming about, something that you know is possible for you, something that feels like it's the bigger version of you. It's the, I like to say Dana 3.0, right? Well, you've got a 3.0 version of you. And stepping into your celebrity means stepping into that, really feeling comfortable with who you are, embracing who you are, and being yourself, being able to just be yourself and be relaxed and feel like you're enough. I know I've had many experiences where I've been in social situations, and then I leave the social situation and I start that inner critic. That's like, oh, you shouldn't have said this, and you overtalked them, and you were too opinionated here, and la, 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 all that stuff. Well, that's the thinking that is nice if you can let it go away. If you can, at the very least, bust yourself when you have it and say, you know what? I'm doing the best that I can here. I'm really doing the best that I can. I'm out here. I'm banging around trying to figure it out just like everybody else. And what happens when you start to give yourself a break, you start to give other people a break, you start to realize that, you know what? We've all got bad habits. We've all got stuff that we're struggling with. We've all got stuff that we wish we could change about ourselves, but we're trying to embrace. We've all got things that we're good at and things that we're bad at. Let's just bang around together. Let's just be more open to who we are. And so how do you do that? Well, I know you've heard me say mindset matters most. I'd like to say, actually, it's the only thing that matters when it comes to anything, but especially building a business. Mindset's important. Only you can think in your head. Only you can think in your head. So it starts by giving yourself those gentle thoughts. The person who wrote me the email, if I could have really said exactly what I wanted to say to her, what I would have said is, start saying to yourself, instead of, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, start saying to yourself, like, I'm open to this idea. I like the idea. I love the idea of loving myself more. I love the idea of giving myself a break. I like the idea of giving other people a break. I like the idea of just thinking, like, I don't have to be so perfect. We can just go out and we can bang around. We can figure it out, and going for the joy and feeling better every day and moving in the direction of my dreams, even if it's just baby steps. And sometimes it steps backwards, but I'll give myself a break there too, because it's okay, because I'm just figuring out my way. I'm finding my way, and I'm open to being me, and I'm open to being my authentic self, speaking what I really think, talking about how I really feel, and trusting that the world is a safe place and filled with other people who are also banging around trying to figure it out. And knowing that when I'm more real, when I'm more myself, I give other people the permission to be themselves too. I love the idea that we're all in this together and that we're creating these spaces where we can hang out together and figure this out as we go, but having fun all the while. When you're following that joy and when you're feeling more and more like, I can be truly myself, life does get richer. It gets easier. And all that crap that you used to think about before falls by the wayside because your mind is filled with ease and flow and relaxation and openness and tolerance and fun, loving each other, having fun, having more clarity about who you are and what your space is in the world. So take those baby steps today, and by baby steps, I mean baby thoughts. Start out today with fresh eyes and open eyes. Think like a baby. You know, babies aren't self-critical, right? Start thinking like, you know what? I'm just doing the best I can. I'm just banging around here, having fun, doing the best I can, just like we all are. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.